dead, torn, moist.
Proudly sponsored by stms.studio for all your merch and printing needs.
Proud patron of Ian's Chain Charity, helping to save lives together.
This is Joe, Twisted, Torn and Moist, and I'm in a very special place. I am at the Underground, Stoke-on-Trent, my hometown. This place for me has changed a lot. It's got a lot more graffiti on the wall. It's mint. This was one of my venues, you know, growing up. I was always in here. Perhaps a bit underage back in the day, but we won't go there, you know. A lot of people were. So, tell everyone, who am I with? Who am I with?
This Elegant Chaos.
This Elegant Chaos from a long, long time ago. This Elegant Chaos. Yeah. We are here.
We're still alive.
You're here! I said to Tammy on the way down, I said, you know what, Tam? I can't wait to see them because we go back a long, long time. The old Hypothesis days.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and probably further back than that. So you're still going.
Yeah.
And you haven't aged once, look at you. You haven't. You've maybe grown a bit more hair and you've gone a bit whiter, but that's fine. You're growing elegantly. Yeah. Elegantly. Did you like that? Go on then, tell me. So how have you changed?
Mate, well, I wasn't in it to start with. So,
so you have changed.
I have changed a bit.
You have massively.
Yeah.
So you're not Paul.
I'm not Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I'm Keith.
Keith. Paul. Is it Paul or Keith? There you go. Who knows? Ooh, we've got romantic lighting now. Ooh, romantic lighting. For those that can't see this, they have just turned the lights off. I feel like we're in the pictures. Shh, don't rustle your crisp packets.
As long as I ain't got anybody chewing popcorn behind me, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, don't that drive you mad?
No, don't be standing in front of me.
I apologise now for my wandering hands.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, who's... Pleasure to play a bit of footsie. Oh, who's touching my leg? Is that a spider on my leg? Oh, no, it's your hand. I like that. So, tonight, Melt to the Masses. Uh-huh. This is a big one, this is. Chance to play Bloodstock.
Yeah.
I mean, we all love Bloodstock, don't we?
We do. We've deluded us so far.
Well, tonight could be a lucky night.
Let's hope so.
Who knows? I mean, there's a couple of bands in the heat with you, but your name speaks for itself. Your name, you've been around for a while. So, hopefully, people will go...
Feel sorry for us.
Well, no, I don't feel sorry for you. But, you know, it took Head Press, a local band, 5 times to play. And then the year that they got on, a family tragedy happened. So then they had to defer a year. And luckily, they grabbed them back.
Yeah.
So it just... The Head Press are mint, aren't they? Well, they're from round here. Tammy grew up with them. And, you know, we know the lads quite well, didn't we? So it's really nice to be able to kind of have that in your hometown. And have you visit my hometown. What do you think of Stoke so far?
I love Stoke.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you not think it's like a giant pothole?
It's our spiritual home. You welcomed us so long ago.
Yeah.
We love coming back.
Stoke more than we played Birmingham.
Yeah, probably. You're like Stoke's in-house band, really. Yeah. Stoke's just full of potholes and multi-story car parks, that's it these days. It has got a cultural quarter, but I'm still yet to find the cultural bit in there because I think the only thing they've got is maybe the museum. With Reginald Mitchell's Spitfire in there, which is perfectly cool. So if ever you want a photo shoot, I'm sure they might let you sit in the old Spitfire.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Imagine doing a bit of fire, what are them shots called? What's it called? No, what's the shots called? Fire. Firebomb. No? There's some whiskey. No, not fire something. Or maybe it's Jaeger, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. No, the fireball. What about fireball? You could do a couple of shots of fireball in the old Spitfire. Yeah, or was it Prodigy when he was like, spit fire, and he's spitting all the flames, set fire to it. We've got a bit of background music now, so hopefully my muff drags it out and makes us sound very nice. Yeah, you've just got the urge to bang your fucking heads, haven't you?
Yeah, that's not us playing in the background.
Yeah, I'm liking this.
We've changed.
We have, haven't we? You have changed. But what have you been up to then?
5'8".
Oh, 5'8". I'm 5'5". Nice to meet you. Actually, I'm not. I'm 5'3", but I've added a couple of inches on. Done what the men do, add a few inches on here and there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so what have you been up to then?
Yeah, we've just been playing our asses off, haven't we? Pretty much.
Yeah,
writing new songs and things. So hopefully we're going to get a new album out this year. So that's what we're looking to do.
I like that. Well, do you want to take part in the quiz? Are you ready for this? My famous quiz. And I will get you back on my pod properly when there's no background noise.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because it's raining, unfortunately. We're going to do all my interviews outside, but that foiled that. So I'm not standing around and being that wanker with an umbrella either. So I'm definitely just going to stick to being in here. Right, okay. Question number one. How many teeth does the average human being have? How many? It is 32. Are you a dentist?
No.
Keith, are you a dentist?
No, a dentist.
How do you know that?
I just did.
You've been doing your homework. You've been doing your homework, haven't you? Right. Number two. What can't be broken but never held? What can be broken but never held?
Heart.
A heart.
Well, I guess. It's not on my list, though. It's not what I'm looking for. Wind as well. Wind can be broken but never held, you know.
Well,
depends if it's a short.
If it's heavy.
Well, there's got to be one question in there, hasn't there? It's a bit of a thrower.
Yeah.
Oh,
something God. Will be banned. It's the heart.
It's the heart. No, it's a promise. A promise. Yeah. I am doing this in the dark as well. Yeah. What is the most common pub name in the UK? Common pub name in the UK.
Red Lion.
Yes, it is the Red Lion. Ba-boom. Shh. Oh, thanks, Tam. So they can't cheat. How many bones in the adult human body?
I don't know this.
Oh, you've gone quiet, Keith.
230.
I've just not realised you've got a gap in your teeth like me. We're gappy, bro. Oh, we're gappy twins. Look at that. Do you floss it with a mattress like I've been told? Oh, can you park your car in there? Can you put a pound in and play me a song like a jukebox? Give over. So original, aren't they? Yeah. So original. So yeah, what are you going with? How many bones in the adult human body?
All right, 230.
Is that what you want to go with?
206,
baby. How many dots on a pair of dice?
How many dots on a
pair? On a pair.
You see, this is where I get bored of working things out.
Well, if you want to have a little nana nap, it's fine. We'll come back to you in a bit, Keith. He's off, he's sleeping.
42.
Yeah, it's 42, well done. 42. Most bands stand there and go 21. I'm like, on a pair. Do you know what a pair is? It's not single. Right, what about how many keys does a classic piano have?
84.
Oh.
88.
Is that what you're going with, Keith? You're right. I've had all sorts on this. I was like, how many keys on a piano? How many keys on Mozart's piano? I'm like, come on, man. Right, which country has the most islands in the world?
Most.
Islands.
Like either somewhere in Indonesia or somewhere like,
I don't know, I'm asking you.
Bahamas or something.
What do you want to go with? It's in Europe.
England.
It's in Europe. Yeah.
England?
No.
Geography's not my strong point.
Let me tell you. Yeah. Right. Why do you think there's so many IKEAs? It's Sweden! And they've got like 221,800 islands.
What?
The fjords. Yeah, it has. That's why they're so good at putting flat pack. I think they're all flat pack islands personally, but you know, we'll go there. Right. If all the states of America were placed in alphabetical order, which one would be the first and which one would be the last? You've been to America, haven't you? A couple of times.
Alabama.
It is. Alabama's the first one.
And the last one would be...
Wisconsin?
Yes.
No.
No.
Oh. It's a question. Ask yourself... What do you say to me? Ask yourself why. What begins
Wyoming.
With... Yeah, Wyoming! Woo! Yeah, there you go. Right. In the rhyme, how many mice were blind?
Three.
Right, sing it now.
Three blind mice.
They're blind now.
See how they ride. They all run up to the farmer's wife. They put their tails for comfort. They can ever see the stinky house. It's been bye bye.
Thing in your life. It's three blind mice. Well, listen, thanks for doing me quiz.
Oh,
no. I'm hoping this comes out all right. My muff usually muffles it, so we might be okay. Well, like I said, I'm going to get you back on at some point and we can talk about this. Whatever the results, hopefully it's your night. I'm really rooting for you. I really am. And we'll get you back on and we'll talk about your next moves and things like that.
Cool.
And if you don't win it, we'll get you back on there on your own merit anyway. So
yay!
How about that? Right. We'll catch up soon, all right, guys?